Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet. That was Mahalia, and she said she is in her bag. And speaking of bags, I'm in my bag of tricks and tips. It's time for tips and tricks. And today, we're speaking about men's mental health. Fellas, I am reaching out to you. We gotta step our game up and take care of ourselves, okay? Mental health conditions do not discriminate. People of all genders can experience depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions, but they may look different in men. Gender stereotypes and stigma can also make it harder for both men and their healthcare professionals to recognize when they might need mental health support. Here's the lowdown on all the things related to men's mental health, from identifying symptoms and finding the right way or the right kind of therapy. All right, so I hope this can reach out to my brothers out there that's going through the struggle. All right, you're not the only one. We're here with you. Okay, men can experience a wide range of mental health conditions, but some common ones include depression, generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. Are men less likely to experience mental health conditions, you may ask? There's a common assumption that women are more likely to have mental health conditions than men, especially when it comes to depression. But that doesn't mean men are not affected. In fact, in 2019, men in the United States actually died by suicide at a rate 3.7 times than women. So that's really high. Experts are increasingly acknowledging the complex factors at play when it comes to differences in how men and women experience mental health issues. While biological factors like hormones, differences, they certainly can play a role. They don't tell the whole story though. Internalized gender stereotypes, coping strategies, and clinical bias, among other things, may also impact assumptions about who experiences mental health conditions, not to mention how they experience them, which we'll get into in a moment. All right, men and women can experience the same mental health conditions in different ways due to a mix of biological and social factors. Mental health symptoms in men might include anger and aggressiveness, irritability, frustration, substance misuse, trouble concentrating, persistent feelings of worry, engagement in high-risk activities, unusual behavior that concerns others or gets in the way of daily life, or thoughts of suicide. Some mental health conditions, including anxiety and depression, can also have physical symptoms that people might ignore. Some of these may include changes in appetite and energy, new aches and pains, digestive issues, trouble sleeping more than usual. Often, friends and family may be the first ones to notice the symptoms, you know, as it can be difficult to recognize them when you're the one experiencing them. It's like, when you're telling a story about something, or you're telling a situation and people are on the outside looking in, they have a different perspective because they see it different because they're not actually in the experience, if that makes any sense, you know. Now, why are men so hesitant to reach out? That's a good question, you know, and I hopefully I can help you guys. All right. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, men are less likely to have received mental health treatment than women in the past year. This doesn't mean men don't need or benefit from treatment. Rather, men can find it more difficult being open about their mental health and seeking support because it's likely to go against the kinds of messages they receive growing up. Plus, men who don't or feel like they can't speak openly about their feelings might have a harder time recognizing the symptoms of mental health conditions in themselves. So I like that part because you want to be patient. I always say be patient with people because you never know what they're going through. So if somebody's irritable or they're angry, it doesn't come from nowhere. You know, it might be from trauma. It might be from something that happened. You know, that's why I say you got to be cognizant and be aware and be understanding and be patient and be loving. Okay. Now, everyone can benefit from self-care, including men. While working with mental health professionals can be a big help, there are plenty of things you can do to support yourself between sessions. Dr. Elena, Dr. Elena Taroni, a consultant psychologist and the co-founder of the Chelsea Psychology Clinic, highlights diet, sleep, and exercise as factors, but explains that we also need to make sure we're looking after our emotional well-being. And sometimes that means being able to acknowledge and stay with feelings, especially the uncomfortable ones. Me and Brown Sugar, we talk about this all the time. You gotta feel your feels, you know, instead of pushing them away or denying them. Sitting with uncomfortable feelings is easier said than done, and can make it easy to fall into unhelpful coping mechanisms like substance use or just ignoring emotion. And I've been there, you know. I've been in those moments where you shut down because you feel like if you're vulnerable, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get attacked, or that thing can get used against you. So what do? We shut it down. We don't talk about it because we're not trying to give anybody ammo, you know. And it's something that we go through, you know. Now, while both of these might offer short-term benefits, they won't offer long-lasting relief. In some cases, they might even create long-term issues. Talking about what you're going through with a friend can also be a big help. But it may be difficult if your friends are also men who might have a hard time opening up. But starting that conversation might end up being beneficial for both of you. But fellas, we know what it is. You call your bros up and you just say, hey man, listen, if you got some time, bro, I got a lot going on and I just need to offload and I need to talk, you know. And a lot of us brothers who've been through it, we understand. So we want to be there to be a listening ear, even if it's just to vent, you know. I look, I'm a Gen Xer. All my bros are Gen Xers, and a few of them are millennials. So we know about going through a lot of mental anguish and mental health problems. So my bros, I tell anybody, listen, if you're going through something, hit my line, man. Call me. If you don't want to do nothing but scream in the phone, I don't care. If you need to come and you need to get away for a weekend, I tell all my brothers, my house is open. You come lay your head, bro, and get right. I don't care if you just come here and go to sleep, because you can't sleep at home because you're going through it. You know, that's the best thing that I can offer. Now, with that being said, if it's to that point and you need it, absolutely, you know, go seek professional help. Go see a doctor. Go see a therapist. Go go see about the holistic way. However you choose it. However you choose. Go seek help. Do not deny yourself that. You know, because at the end of the day, your mental is what's gonna keep you alive. And that mental and your brain has to be in sync. You know, and that has to be in sync with your body. All right. So with that being said, those are your tips and tricks for men's mental health. And I hope it helps you. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.